Okay. Okay. Now, just to get back to a point I mentioned last time, in terms of Mishnah Tamid, okay, I said that the Mishnah is basically talking about Dishun, okay? It is true, I want to show you, I always want to show you what's going on. There are two Mishnayis, and the question is, you know, what the Mishnah is talking about. I just want to make it clear. The Mishnah in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Mish Zocha B'Dishun HaMeneira, Nichnas U'motze Shteim Neira Is Mizrochi Is Dolkin, Medashin Es Hashan, U'menich Es Eilu Dolkin, U'mekoyma. Motz Shekovu, Medashin Un Madlikon, Min HaDolkin, V'achkach Medashin Es Hashan. V'Evin Ho'yiso, לפני המנוירו ובו שלוש מיילס שעולה הקריין הקריין, what's הקריין? זה קריין with a hey idea referring to somebody, so who are we referring to? הקריין אוי מי ומייטב as a nervous, and then always talks about הטוב, it's הקריין with a hey idea and it talks about הטוב ומניח as a כוז. What's the kuz? And what's it doing anything over here? What is the kuz? Okay, we'll see about that. And then maybe we'll get an idea what's going on over here. Al Maila Shnia Biyotza. Okay? So that is the Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Then there's the Mishnah in Perek Vav. Mish Zoch B'disha Menoira Nichnas Umot Shtei Neiris Mizrochim Dolkin B'dash Nes HaMizroch מזרחי מניח אז מערובי דוילק שמנו הויה מדליק אז המנוירו בין הבאים מוצו כקובו בדשנו מדליקו ממזבח מזבח המזבח האוילו נוטל אז הכוז again the כוז ממאי לשניה וישתחו ויוצא. Okay, so even without anything the כוז, okay, before you get to the כוז had to do with Dishu. Okay, so the Kohen who went in, who's doing the Meitiv, had this kuz, okay? Besides everything else. Now, let's see the Mishnah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Mi shezocha b'dishun ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi v'ha-meneira, Hoyu Makdimin V'aboa Kalim V'yodom Hateni V'akuz. So the kuz is a Kalim for Dishu. Okay, so it's interesting that the only time the word Meitiv is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's the HaKohen, L'chayim is referring to the Kohen we talked about before, who did the Dishun, and L'chayim, that's what's going on. So, the Dishun, the Meitiv, you know, it all goes together, whatever it means, okay? And then we go to the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in the third parak. Okay, good, we say that? Okay. The Rambam, the third parak in Tomid, Perak Gimel Mishnah Tes, find his boy, Bigmar, the Gmar is the Smichus, the Gemara of, that's the Gemara of Gmar Yomo. The Ramban also say that's, it's the Arabic Aramaic smichus. I mean, people just don't, you know, whatever. Shatovus haneiros, vuniki haneiros, vahadlokos, ma shenichbe mehen, vachlofus apsilos, loy leshivas neiros beis echod, elaseda hu shemeitiv chomish neiros, veachkach oise avoidus acheres. But again, that tova goes together with that loko. Vachuz meit the shah nez nishos. Okay. So, isn't it interesting that in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, where the focus is on Dishun, and it mentions Dishun, and it talks about these menorahs, the seven, the two, right? Misha Zocha, Meidisha menorah, Nichnasim Nimsa, Shtei Neres Mizochi, Zdolkin, Medashin, okay? Then all at the end of the Mishnah, it talks about Meitiv. So the Rambam starts, Kwan is boy, Gmor is Yumosh, Atovas and Neres, Vu Nikui Haneres, Nikui Haneres. Okay, so Hatov and Dishon become very, it's a very fudged and let's say it's a little gray. Vu Nikui Haneres, Vahadlokas. So it's the whole story. Okay? So now it's very clear when he explains the Mishnah, which ostensibly is talking about Dishon at the end, it talks about Atoma, and it talks about Hakayin, and the Kayin with the Kuz, so it's all the same thing, correct?
Where's the Shaman?
What?
Where's the Shaman?
I assume that it's there. But Chlamas Apsilois, you know, I assume that the Shemin there already. I'm not sure if he has to add. He doesn't add. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, I assume that he has to take them out because the Shemin that was left over, I think, they becomes also up. So I'm not okay. Whatever it is, then he says like this: Zavka Chayzu Meitim Shteinus Zeshos Nechul Batam B'chule. Okay. Oh, then he says like this. This is where he's going to the end of the mission already. So that is explaining. He's explaining Hatova. And again, it's the same exact thing. Right? So Hatova and Dishon, you know, is very, it's so. And the word Hatova, according to Ram, can refer to both. So here, Hatova could refer to both, correct? And that's what he's doing over here. Okay. It is true in Mishnah Torah, he talks about Dishon and Hatova. Okay, the same. So that's pretty clear. Okay. And it had to be like that, because if Hatova is not followed by Hadloka, the Ram can't say over here Avo Yimne Omroi Lahalus Ne Tomigu Hatovas Aneres, because Hatovas Aneres is getting it ready, and it's not Hadloka. You can't say that it's an equation. It's you can't do that. Okay, so I think that pretty much takes the story. I mentioned last week about the Biskarov and Tamil Musafim, he discusses this, whether it's up with a siluk or not. There is, basically, there's two kiyumim in Dishu. Because Dishu materials up with a siluk has nothing to do with Atova. But Dishun, which is a preparatory stage for the Halakha, is part of the Halakha. Okay, and the Mishnah only has the Rambam has to say it's avodah siluk, because if it's not gemara avodah, it's a double portion that it's not in the it's a double portion that it's not in the seder. Correct? If it's the avodah b'toras aschonas haneiros, there's no chiyuv misa because it's not gemara avodah. That's bad luck afterwards. So the only way you can mechayiv is gemara avodah b'teres dishon, and that's what Rambam says in Bi'ez HaMikdash. But that's why he only deals with that, and that lechayir is avodah siluk. Okay, and that's what I pointed out, that the Sifra itself is pretty clear, because it quotes the Halas Ne'er Tamid, quotes together with the Seid of Dishon that we find in the Mishnah. So it's Lechayur also puts it together. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. Just 1 second. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Okay, now. Reb Chaim, you see, the Rambam learned in Eshele Kovo, Mesaknoi, that the Mesakna with the thing, it means that it's Hadlaka, okay? And that's what Reb Chaim ends up to say in Rambam, that basically the mitzvah halakha doesn't have any zman. Okay? Doesn't have any zman. So, since it doesn't have any zman, the Rambam clearly has to say that you need a separate, in other words, when he talks about halakha's neiris, that's derech Shabbos, he doesn't say it's kabul zman. Okay? As a separate limud. Okay? Because basically, hadlok is not kavul hazman, correct? Because it's always. Okay. Okay, now. So, okay, right? Okay. The problem is that the Rambam changes the nusach of the mitzvah, correct? In the mikra mechukam here in the Shuashim is Lahalos Ne'atamid. Okay? And we pointed out the issue that's an infinitive, and maybe since it's the Tachlis, it's okay, correct? Okay. When he talks both in Minyan HaKotzer and in Minyan HaMitzvahs and in Mishneh Torah, he has the mitzvah the Russian is Aricho, Yarich. Okay? Now, there's a problem over here. Okay, that's Mitzvah Sechopei. He shenitz tavinu HaKohanim Lahadlik HaNeiro Is Tomek Lepnei Hashem Vu Omroi Is Ale Beolmoi Michutz Lepoiches Asher Ha'edus Yarich Oise Aron Ovonu. V'zui mitzvah satomis aneiris. V'gam, b'minyan hakotzer, he says, l'arich neiris, b'mikdash shenema, yachris aron ubonu. Okay? Both in sefer mitzvahs, okay, the minyan, and in the minyan hakotzer, he doesn't say that it's pamayim b'yoyim. He doesn't talk about his man on the aricha, correct? He doesn't say erba boike. In Mishneh Torah, here comes interesting. He says, "Parakos tmidim musafim per gimel alochayud tishon amaneira v'atovas haneirais v'aboike ubeir abayim mitzvus aseh shenemo yalch isa aroin." Ubono. But look as a nail is doing as a Shabbos at Tumo, ke kobono she kabul and zman. Shenema la halos ne tomit. See here, Lechere comes out in Mishneh Torah that the mitzvah is kabul and zman. Right? And it's Erev Boike, correct? But that look of the hadlaka is not kabul hazman. Okay, if you need exeris hakosav, lahal is ne'tomid. So l'chera, it's just the opposite of what's going on over here in Sefer Mitzvahs. See, the way Reb Chaim presents it is the mitzvah basically is that the ne'er should be dolok all the time. So how could you have that the Aricha and saying that the mitzvah say has a zman. The whole thing, you know, so what's going on? What is the mitzvah? What is not the mitzvah? Okay? You see, if you present it the way he presents it in Minyan HaMitzvos, that there's a Seder, and he says that Atova is Hadloka, and he equates the two, okay? So everything's okay. In Mishneh Torah, L'chol, the equation is broken. Right? Because he's differentiating between the two. Okay? So then you ask yourself, why shouldn't there be separate mitzvahs? And if not, so what's happening? What is the mitzvah? What's not the mitzvah? It becomes very confusing. Because a priori, you would have said the opposite, that the Aricha is basically like the Asiyas Lechem upon him. So it's a Gvaldik Chiddush. The Yal Chal Nevonov and Halos, he's trying to say over here, that's good for what I pointed out, that he's trying to say over here that the Aricha is not like the Kicha from Lechem upon him. So the Aricha is not the Kicha Lechem upon him. So it is the mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah? Is it Tomin? Is it not Tomin? And when is it? Okay? So that becomes very confusing. Okay? But that's not an issue over here. What he's presenting in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Shorshim seems to be very clear. It's an equation. In Mishneh Torah, the equation is broken. We have no clear how he deals with the issue of Minyan HaMitzvos. He doesn't tell us. Now, next. You see, I just want to point something out, and it really is not for us now, and it really is not nogeit to anything, but it's something to keep in mind. My impression, if I'm not mistaken, in the Prote Mitzvahs, in Tevilim Musafim, I think the Mitzvah is Hadlaka. So then becomes very confusing, and the relationship, you can give people into study if you want to get one.
I don't think
so. Oh, you can have, what? No, it's not here, it's in my study if you want to get it. It's on the first shelf at the end, all the way at the end. If you want, I'll get it, then whatever. So that becomes very confusing. And the question is, what was the purpose of Prote HaMitzvahs? How did he define them? And what's the relation to Mishneh Torah, which is a discussion in itself? Should I get it?
Sorry. That wasn't a tape. I was using it before.
Here it is. Here. Lahadlik Neiris B'chol Yoyim. So also, Lahadlik Neiris and the B'chol Yoyim becomes interesting. Okay? And, you know, so what's the mitzvah? Because here, you know, what's the relationship between the Prote Mitzvahs, okay. So that's an aside. That's not in the gate us at the moment now, okay. Now he says like this: Val zeh derech ba'atzmo lo yimne omroi kach l'chosamim avu yimne haktores akteres b'chol yoy kmo. Kmo shebo boy hakosu Baboike, baboike, betivo esaneros yaktireno. Ubahalois ave. Vizis hi ha mitzvah menuya. Okay. Vi omroi kach lechos samim. And that pasuk kach lechos samim is hakdomo. Betzivui levaye eich taase. Ha mitzvah zeis. Vakteris hazeis. Me'ez adob atihye. How you should do it, what it should be made of. Okay? Now, in the Minyan HaKotzer, and in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah is the haktorah and not the asiyah. Okay? The only question you can ask, he does something which departs a little bit from the general approach. At the end of Mitzvah Chof Ches, which is the Mitzvah Akhtoros Keteres, he says, Ukfa his bo'aru mishpate akteres hazeis umaskunta v'toya ha'aktora bo b'chol yoyim b'tchilas krisis umakrim mis'echus tomet. The question is that a discussion, because this really is not about the mitzvah, but it's really about the hakdama. Okay? Which is a little bit odd for him to have a ma'am mokim in Minyan HaMitzvah about the hakdama. Because he doesn't. Okay? Okay. Then, okay, you know, this you can live with. But the next thing is very difficult to live with. In Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, you can take it if you like. Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Akteris Na'asis, B'chol Shona V'Shona. Okay, now brace yourself. Vasiyose Mitzvah Saseh. Okay, so you got the raised eyebrow at least. Shenema v'ata kach l'chosamim.
It's not the pretty mitzvah, is it?
We'll see. Okay, good. Look, there's a v'nispar shu batera albo v'samimor v'chulei v'shah samimor alochom v'shvisina. Okay. However, and pay Gimel Alocha Aleph between the Musafim. Isn't that amazing? You come back and say, what's going on? Mitzvah Saseh, Lahak Teakteris, Al Mizbach Hazov, Shemehecho, Pamayim B'cho Yoyim, Baboiko Ben Abayim, Shrev Hikti Aaron, Teres Samen. Okay, so there he says there's this mitzvah, and there he says that mitzvah. And here, he has the Protei HaMitzvahs by Tmilim Musafim. He says Keteres. But the Protei HaMitzvahs and Kli HaMikdash doesn't say anything. V'zeh Pirton in the number Hey in Tmilim Musafim. L'haki Keteres b'chol yoyim. Okay. So usually, the way he puts in the Pratim is a Keveya, the same way I always used to say that Simchus Yontif, he puts in Hilchos Chagiga, even though he talks about Hilchos Yontif, because the mitzvah that's in the Torah is Bashar Shlomim, whatever, and it's not, Noshim Beruim Lehem, that's only what's a Drosh or whatever, okay. And the Rambam, even though he quotes Yom Simchaschem, in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, when he talks about the cholil and everything, okay, but the mitzvah in Protei HaMitzvahs is only called in Hilchos Tainiyos, and that's the mitzvah b'yom, and the mitzvah is the But Tzar Tzor Escha and Shalom Eis. So usually the Prat HaMitzvah came there. Okay. But the Prat HaMitzvah came there, but you know, he's still so, but what is he talking about? Mitzvah say. Okay. So, when we're learning the law of Sherish HaSiri, he stumbled with me. He didn't talk about this question, but what he said could deal with everything here. He was made, he had the following ha'olam. He said, you couldn't mechalek between asiyas lechem aponim v'neil ha'mo'or on one hand, and I see as a ketanis the Shem and Mishka on the other hand. And the reason is because in Asiyas Ne'er Lamo'or Lechem Aponim, there's no din miyuchad, you require kodesh for the Asiyah. And even though you require for lechem aponim v'afiyah bifnim, that is the same din of all menachos. It's not a peculiar din of lechem aponim, because the lechem aponim is also a mincha. However, in k'teres and in shemen amishcha, the din asir b'kodesh. So he said that you could imagine that you should mechalek and that the hakdoma of Asiyas Keteres and Asiyas Shem HaMishra Mishcha should have different dinim than the Hagdomo of Keteres, excuse me, the Hagdomo of Alechem Aponim and Halakas Neres. Okay? So then I can imagine, because of that, that there is a mitzvah say, okay? It's just not a separate mitzvah in the minyan because it's not a different inyan atera. Okay? And I assume maybe you could imagine that since the tachlis of mitzvah, whatever it is the Torah, so he mentioned the mitzvah over there in the Protei HaMitzvahs. Okay? Say that. And the Asiyah has nothing to do with Tmini Musafim. Okay, so. Let's say that. So then you could imagine, maybe, that in Sefer Mitzvahs, he could say, have to explain the Maskunta and everything, because it's also really part of the mitzvah. Okay? So you have to think about this. Now, and so the emes is, you would want to say something like this, because he says in the Akdomo, the ain't kavanosi b'mayim azeh min yina mitzvahs levaye dine mitzvah mitzvahs elim noisim levad. So noisim levad and Abraham Akimus about the maskunta is a little odd. Unless you say that the maskunta l'chayu is part of the mitzvah. Okay, say that. It's not a hechach, but just the law. Now, I just want to explore something and ask, what does exactly mean that akadomis is not minyan mitzvahs? For example, you talk about asiyas asuka. Okay? So, the mitzvah is yeshiva. In a priori, you say that Asiyas HaSukkah is only Akdoma. And you equate Asiyas HaSukkah to the Lechem Aponim and to, okay, the din, how to do it, Tassam HaOsi, how you do it, but it's not, you know, it's technically how to make the Sukkah. And when he, he mentions the mitzvah is, the Yeshiva B'Sukkah, not the Asiyah. Okay? Even though the Shulta says, in Shulta Kuf Samach Tes, there's a chiv to make a sukkah, he says, Shulta, the Mechayim, the Beis Yisrael, the Mevid, Matalalta, Umeisa Bo, Shiva Yome, Tichsiv Chag HaSukkah, Is Tasa Lecho, Shiva Yomim, Uksiv HaSukkah Teshu, Shiva Yomim. Okay. And Rashi, in Makis, Chesaman Aleph, the Ramasra Hashtanami says that the Chativa of the Eitzim for Sukkah, to make a Sukkah, is not a Chativa de Rishus. And you would be Chayv Golos for it, okay? But it still does not make it part of the Mitzvah. It's just not a Chativa de Rishus. And it could be this Hechsha Mitzvah Kosa Batera, whatever the Tzivak calls it, there might be a problem nishba lebatel sa mitzvahs. That if nishba shul lasa sukkah, it might be shvo shov, because that's the Lashon Rambam. In Perek Hei, halacha yidal tezvov of shvus. However, I would want to assume, and do assume, that the asir sukkah should be equivalent to sukkah, to uksumi, to lechem upon him and adukas neilus, yesias Hashem. Okay, I would assume so. And I'm not sure about that, but I can imagine that the asiya of keteres is a kiyum, and I can imagine that a hechsha kosher bateir might not be kiyum b'chal. I can imagine that the asiya of lechem aponim that big kiyum, just dinim how to do it, but it's just I can imagine. Okay, now okay, that's what we have here. Okay, now we're getting to Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha is amazingly interesting. Okay. That will be focused the rest of the time here. Bring that up. V'chein, kach l'cho b'somim roish, lo yivne, v'omnam yivne atzivoy, shetzivonu, shenimshach kohanim gedolim, u'melochim, u'klei ha-kedesh, b'shemen ha-mishcha, ha-metua. Okay? Now here, just before I get started, okay? There's something amazing going on over here. If you look back and you look at the past three examples when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah and the minyan, he quotes the Mikra HaMechuka, the pasuk which captures this mitzvah. Whether it's L'Halis Ne'atomid, whether it's the Doctorus Acteris, or whatever it happens, it's a pasuk, okay? Here, there's no pasuk. Okay? And I would say rightfully so. Because there's no pasuk in the Torah that has a tzivui to do Meshicha on Kohen Gadol. No. Whether Melochim, what it is, whether it's a Kabbalah, whatever, okay? You know, it is the pasuk in the Torah. They talk about that in Mishkan they you were Moshech the Caleb and there was Mashiach the Caleb, whatever. But you know to say that this is the mitzvah, you know, you certainly have a hard time finding a pasuk for this. And I would assume the Ram is correct in leaving it out. Okay, but you know, this becomes amazing. So this is the start of the discussion, okay? I think the question is a reasonable question. You might have kicked yourself if you looked at the Shurish before for not catching it. But if you thought about it, it's pretty obvious. So here, so a priori, you would have assumed at least reading this, that Asiya Shemen HaMishka is only Hagdoma, okay? And the mitzvah is Mishicha. Okay. In all of the cases, he says, Avo Yimne Omul Haas Ne Tomid, Avo Yimne Haktores Akteres, Bocho Yoim, Kmo Shom Rebo Akosum, Boy Babok Babok Matiwas and Neres, Yak Tirena, Bahaas Aaron. Vizay Si Mitzah Menuya. And Shochon, Avo Animne, Omnom, I mean, Lechem Aponim, who Omnom Nesata, Ala Shulchan, Lechem up, Lechem Ponel from my tummy. It's every single one. And he left it out. So, you understand yourself, there's no tzivu in Torah Shemiksav, but Mashicha. And the best you have is the Torah is Metayer, the Kohen Godol, HaKohen, HaGodol Me'echov, Asher Yutzak Al Goy Sheshem La Mishcha. Okay? It's a title. There's no tzivu. That's what we have. Okay. Now we're getting started. Okay. Okay. Now. Like this. You have to keep in mind at the beginning of the Shoyush, the Ram says, Limnus Hakdomus Ashehem Letachlis Achas Minatachlios. Okay? But he doesn't say Lemitzvah Achas Minamitzvahs. Okay. So we're not sure, you know, tachlis, mitzvah, you know, is it the same, is it not the same? So we pointed out, let's just start like this. There is a postulate the Rambam loves to make, have postulates, which he... basically, a priori have no basis, you know, but, you know, he assumes anyone who knows Torah, you know, that's an old portion, I guess, that the Tachlis is a Chalashem Min HaMitzvahs, you know. How do you know that? Okay. And he uses it, and he works with it as if, you know, doesn't bring any eyes for it, but that, it is what it is, okay? Now, I want to tell you something more. It's not only that the Tachlis is mafkia, the Akdomos, from being in Minyan HaMitzvahs, as he mentioned before, okay, correct? But the Tachlis itself can make a mitzvah, yesh me'ayim, if it is the Tachlis, okay? And that we did before in Lahalus Ne'etomit, that it was just the infinitive, and it made the infinitive into a tzivui. Okay? And here, he's going a step further. There's no infinitive. You excuse a double negative. There's nothing. There's nothing going on. And yesh me'ayin. Here it is. Okay? And that is absolutely amazing. But you know, if I just had said it without the Hakdomo, you know, at least you see that's the direction that he's going. Okay? Now. So that's what we have, okay? Now. We'll see later in other places, he uses the pasuk of Yehiyeh, okay? Okay. And you could, this Yehiyeh, might be part of, let's say, Asiyas Shemana Mishcha, okay? Because that's what the Eben Ezra says in the Minyanot, in the Pirush HaKotzer. He says, Shemana Mishcha Shkodesh Shiyasu Tomit Komor L'Kadesh HaKohanim. We'll see more about this, okay? This Yiyah will be very interesting. And which Yiyah we're talking about, because the Yiyah is twice in Torah, and it becomes very, very confusing, okay? See, what he does do is here, he leaves it a blank. There's no Mikum Mechukum. Okay? Doesn't have Mikum Mechukum. But when it comes to the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Minyan HaKotzer, he comes up with a pasuk. Okay? Even though he holds, even though he holds the Minyan HaMitzvah, that the Agdomo is not in the Minyan, okay? He's not chizah from that. But this idea that a tachlis is enough if the Agdomo is a tzivui, that can generate that the tachlis is a tzivui without a mikum mechukum, I think the Rambam falls off from that assumption. That postulate. Because he clearly he does it in other places also. Because if you remember when he says Lahal is near Tomid over here, when it comes to Minyan HaMitzvah, it's Yal Chayse. That's the pasuk he quotes. Both in Minyan HaKotzer and Minyan HaMitzvah. Okay. So we have to see what's going on here. This is going to be, in other words, we have an understanding of what's happening. We understand what's happening. So the makor poil is not enough. The infinitive is not enough. So certainly no pasuk is certainly inadequate. Okay. Even though it's the tachlis. So what they do is, in Minyan HaMitzvah, Minyan HaKotzer, they conjure up from the pasuk, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihyezeh. And the approach is the Yihyeh is a tzivui. Okay? And the truth is a priori, you have a lot to lean on, because you look in Mitzvah Seh Samach Aleph, Leo is called Kovim Behema Tomim, Shinema Yiyeh Tomim Yiyeh Lelotzim, Samach Aleph, Pei Zayin, Leo is HaTmur Kodesh, Shinema Voyehu Usmosa Yiyeh Kodesh. Not sure, because what the Aseh of Tmur is very confusing. I'm not sure how much you can use this or not, but I threw it in anyway. Kuf Yud Tes, Leo is Neter Ravai Kodesh, Shinema Yiyeh Kopiyo Kodesh Yilulim, Asay Kuf Samach Gimu, Lishbois Rishon Shal Chodesh HaShvi'i, Rosh Hashanah, Shneema, Biecha L'Chodesh Yiyah Lochem Shabosay, Asay Kuf Ayin, Lishmoya Kol Shefa B'Rosh Hashanah, Shneema, Yirim Tur Yiyah Lochem. Okay. So that you're not going to deny. Reish Yudalit, Asay Reish Yudalit, L'Sameach Chosan Es Ishtoi, Shono, Shenemar, Noki Yihye, Leveser, Shono Echos. Yihye. So, we were confused why it isn't quote Yihye over here. The only thing is, it's not 100% clear that Yihye is itself something to get excited about, because I think it's a Kufiyut Beis, a Kufiyut Tes. He quotes another Raya from Yifum, God of Yifumim. He quotes a Raya that Yihyeh is an Aseh. So, you know, what is he needed for? that is asay b'chalaisa. So it's very confusing what the rule of thumb is. Okay? That's the mitzvah of Gav Yipur. Whatever it is, we'll see exactly about this. And Amit Hashem, I forget to it tonight, we'll see, there might be a whole nother approach why Shem and Mishchas Kodesh Yiyah might not be Minyan HaMitzvahs. Yiyah Zeh. Okay? And we'll see how the Rama Mishnah Taylor learns it, and he learns it in a very interesting way. Not the way he learns it in Minyan HaKotzer and in Minyan HaMitzvahs. I mean, I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, we'll see if we can. Now, what the Rambam did in Minyan HaKotzer is an amazing thing. Okay? The question is, once you're ready to say that the mitzvah in Minyan is Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh, could you say that the Nusach HaMitzvah is Meshicha? It sounds very odd, to say the least, okay? You wouldn't want to do that. On the other hand, if you didn't fall off Sheresh Yod, you could imagine doing that. It's just, you need a pasuk. But if you have a pasuk, you know, okay? And we'll see. Comes the Rambam in Minyan HaKotzer and does it. Minyan HaKotzer, Asei Lamed Hei, He Shetzivonu, Shiyye, It's this one. It's Lamed Hei, yeah. You have Lamed Hei there?
Yeah, got your notes.
One second. Oh, here it is. Lamed Hei, Limshoyach Kohanim Gedolim Umlochim. B'shemen HaMishcha. Shenema. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh V'Doseich. So he ends up with the same Nusach that he has over here in the Shurashim, but he quotes a Pasuk. So, L'chei, we know Yir L'Doseich, and there's a Deir, it should be L'Deiris. And you could imagine that you can make a claim that this has nothing to do with the Asiya. I'll tell you why. Because there's basically two parashas of Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, and where the Torah talks about Yiyah Zeyiyah. One time, the Torah says, Shemen Mishchas, in the discussion over here, in Lamed, in Shmos Lamed, Lamed Av Lamed Gimel, the Bnei Yisrael to daber le'Moshe Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh li l'doseichem al b'sar odom lo yisach maskunt l'sasa kamol Kodesh hu Kodesh yelochem ish ashi yokach mimen mikamol v'ashi yite mimenu al zah v'nichos me'amo. So in the middle of the parsha, it's not talking about making it, it's not doing anything, so it's talking about what is the mitzvah deres. So we're talking about having that it exists and what it exists for. So since in what it exists and what it exists for, that it's L'deiris, the Rambam feels that if you can pull the Tachlis together and the Tachlis Meshicha, you can make this mitzvah into Meshicha, which is an amazing thing. It's something like Sheres Yud, but it requires a Pasuk. And he does it over here with this.
Well, it's nothing to do with the Asiyos, he needs a different Pasuk.
That's what I'm just wondering, because the Asiyah, if you open up in where it talks about Asiyah, it's Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, it doesn't say Zeh, and it's part of the Kachel Chob Sam Rosh. Okay? And then it says Shem Mishchas Kodesh. Okay? So that's in the Seder Asiyah. He quotes this Pasuk. And it's he's very careful which Pasuk he quoted. That's why he says Zeh. He always adds the Zeh. Okay? And Be'etzem, we know in the Minyan HaKotzer that the Tachlis is a Chal Hashem in the Nusach HaMitzvah. Okay? Because the Mitzvah say, Kuf Yud Beis, he says like this, Liyos HaMitzera Yodua L'chol HaDvor Ma'amurim Boi. Begod of you, Frumim, V'Rosh Yefurua, V'Asof Miyate, V'Tome Tome Yikot. So the Tachlis, the Rambam says in Sheres Yud Alev, that the Tachlis is Hekka Mitzera. So he says, oh, that's the mitzvah. Aye, he quotes the Pasuk as all these things, but that's the Tachlis, that's the Nusach HaMitzvah. So I can imagine that if you have a mitzvah, he's going a step further over here, that if I have a mitzvah which includes other things, in other words, it includes the Kiyum, but the Elam Pshutus makes the key, but includes what you do with it, so it becomes the Nusach of the Mitzvah is the Meshicha. However, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he has a different approach. In Minyan HaMitzvahs, he deviates completely, and not completely, but more so, he deviates from the Shoshim. Shh! He says like this, and I say Lamed Hei. He shetzivonu shi'alonu shemen osui al-maskenis ha-miyuchedes muchon lim-shoyach boi So the mitzvah is the kiyum for the purpose of Meshicha. Muchan for Meshicha. But the Nusach HaMitzvah is not the Nusach of Minyan HaKotzer. The Nusach is that it should be ready for Mashiach. Muchan l'mshoyach, in other words, the Tachlis, the Chal Hashem, in the Nusach of the Mitzvah, but it's not the Keveya, the only Keveya of Nusach of the Mitzvah. It's not, you don't go against Pshuto Shel Mikra and say that this is the Nusach, but you incorporate it into the Nusach. Okay? Okay. Now, that the Shemen HaMishcha is Muchan for Meshicha, and the Tachlis is a Chal Hashem in the Shemen HaMishcha, is a Chal Hashem D'Raisa in the Mitzvah itself. Because that's what Rebbe used to say, remember the Shulman Krisis, and he said also in the Igus Hagrid Halevi, in Perek Yerav, that the Nitan, And Luve, that there was a Xeris Akosu, that it's not Nas Mitzvosari with the Meshicha of the Shema Mishcha, it should be go into become Chulim. The same way that the Kium of the Sicha makes the Truma is Mafkir to Truma. Okay? So it's a Chalashem, not the Meshicha, it's a Chalashem in the Etim Shema Mishcha. And he goes, and in Minyan Mitzvah, it's a Chalashem in the Minyan, in the Nusach. But it's not the only Kevei of Nusach. In Mishneh Torah, the Rambam opens up a new world. In Mishneh Torah, in Pratei HaMitzvos, in Klei HaMikdash, just fasten your seatbelts. Lasseis Shemen HaMishcha. Klei HaMikdash, Perik Aleph, Halocha Aleph. Mitzvahs asei, lasseis Shemen HaMishcha. Shiyeh muchon medvorm shetzricha Meshicha boy. Shenema v'yosisa oisai Shemen Mishchas Kredesh. Okay. The end of the pasuk there is Shemen Mishchas Kredesh Yehiyeh. Okay, but it's not the one that the other Shemen Mishchas Yehiyeh. Okay, and we'll see what happens, what the Rambam does Mishpeudzeh. But over here, he's turned the world upside down. Okay. This, again, supports exactly what Rebbe was saying, that since the Asiyah is Hashem and Mishcha, it's a Chakiyum and a Chal Hashem, and it's not Stam Ahdom and Ba'almo, and it requires Kedesh, that the Asiyah is part of Nusach HaMitzvah. Okay? The same way that he did it in Keteres, but there he split the two mitzvahs between Klei HaMikdash and to me the Musaf, I'm correct. Here, the Nusach of the Mitzvah is Asiyah Shemen HaMishcha. Okay? But again, still, the Tachlis is a Chal Hashem in the Nusach HaMitzvah, because he says, what does he say? He says, the Nusach is, Tiyeh Muchan L'Dvom Shetzricha Meshicha Bo'ei. Shenema v'sisa is Hashem and Mishchas Kredesh. Okay, and this is exactly what Rebbe was suggested. And okay, now, and if you notice in all the Kisvei Yad, it says v'goyme, v'yasisa Hashem and Mishchas Kredesh v'goyme. And the pshat is that it's the end of the pasuk. V'asisa oisai shemen mishchas kredesh roikeach. Mirkachas maisei roikeach. Shemen mishchas kredesh yehiyeh. And that is that it should be kayim and should be over for Mashiach. Now, so all the time he's deviating slightly, but still maintains that the Tachlis is a Chal Hashem in the midst of Medaraisa. Just want to point one thing out, we'll talk about it a little more. Be'etzem, you could say there's no stira. Because the Rambam, when he talks, and I'll read Marach more on Mitzvah next week, the Rambam, when he talks about Lechem Aponim, he talks not only about the Kicha, but he talks about the Asiyah from the Lechem Aponim when he describes it. Okay. However, when he talks about Keteres and Shemen HaMishcha, he only talks about the Kicha. He doesn't say a word about the Asiyah. See, he wasn't Seis himself. he was just not committal over here about anything, okay? And it's not the tachlis, okay? And then he makes the change in Mishneh Torah and partially in Sefer Mitzvah Mishneh Torah. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up next week. Okay, good. I want you to know. You have to understand, when I was a little kid, before I was in yeshiva, okay, when I was 10, 11, whatever it was, he used to say shir in the Chenchkin Mishit Steam, and I used to go to shir. Later we came havusas, we were slachim together, whatever, it's a relationship, Mustama, that spans.
He wants to help. Yeah. I'm not sure he's going to be able to help.
I understand that.
Because his analogies are... He's putting out the Rav's books, and we know that that's an easy one.
I understand that.
But I'll tell him.
I understand everything. I understand. When the Rav asked us, he was one of the people in the four people in the room besides the lawyer and the Rav. Okay. Okay, say that. Okay, I hope, I think next week's shiur should not interfere with Shabbat block. So if you listen to me later, whatever it is. Oh, they always pot me anyway in Shabbat block. Like, they don't have to go through one yesterday. So let's say that. Okay?
Very good.
When is this? Just keep on reminding me, because I'm very bad at it.
It's 2 weeks from Wednesday.
2 weeks from Wednesday.
I'll phone
you. Okay, you remind me. Okay.
Who needs a ride?
I didn't ask anyone. I just realized I didn't even know what was going on with the office until they let me know this evening. Okay. I hope I answered your question about the Mishnayos and Tumim.
I think the other Pirush Mishnayos, the one you have in there,
yeah.
Doesn't translate as Niko, it has some other translation.
Yeah, he said translate.
I forgot what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay, I'll look at it again. This is yours?
No.
This was here? Whose is this? Kirschenbaum.
Alright, fine. Yeah, I think it answers up. Thank you very much.
Okay.